Max Show. We're back. We're back with video and we're back with audio. For those of you that have been writing to me saying, where's the video? It's not there, which you knew, which is why you wrote to me. But if you'd listened to the audio and caught up with the audio, you'd have noticed that we weren't here on video. Mr. Madden down here, bottom left there, is absolutely superb. He's taken over and done a grand job, mate. Thank you very much.
No worries, thank you. It's most enjoyable, it was.
We'd have pushed nothing out there. Are you glad it's over, or are you...
No. I think it's good practice for when I set up my rifle pod now. It was good fun. It's good fun.
Oh, mate, you're f***ing
welcome. You told me you weren't telling you until next month.
Go for it, mate.
You got to edit that swear word out, remember?
Oh, God, that was... I should find that, though. It's about 12 seconds in. We're here, we're back, we're doing the Matt Show, the Matt News, and I've got the usual fantastic suspects joining me. Top left. It's Dr. Happy Mac. I was going to start with Adam then, but it's not. How you doing, mate?
Am I top left for the... I've never been top left before.
Top left, mate. You're in Don's seat, so you better not...
Oh, no, God.
The pressure.
We are not worthy.
I'll take DHM to block.
The competent one, allegedly.
I am not. I don't see myself as a top left sort of person.
Are you a conservative then? Is that what you're saying?
I'm a conservative. Wash your mouth out with soap. Right. I'm the opposite, the very opposite. And that doesn't mean Labour, because that's not opposite anymore.
No, exactly. So you've been all right, mate?
I've been good. Yeah,
comic,
pretty good.
Comic show's going well.
I know, it is going well, isn't it? We have a slight hiatus next week because of holidays getting in the way and things. But, on Twitter, the big news is we've got an interview lined up with Ian Gibson, creator of Halo Jones, and many other comics. I mean, one of the best comic artists in the history of comic artists.
Oh, well, there you go. Endorsement, wow. Indeed.
Yeah.
And where's me Mac, Mini? I've got video. That's my Mac Mini.
That's your Mac Mini. There's one that says SSD on it. That's it there.
Excellent.
I'll try and get it off before I go to France, so you can play with it whilst I'm... You can play with it whilst I'm away, he said.
You're going to get off with my Mac before you go to France, so I can play with it. Thanks,
mate.
I'm
going to get it off to you.
So. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Still sounds dirty.
I'm only dyslexic, not deaf.
It does still have a slot, right?
Oh, don't! Don't. That's a real green line, just because you're on his screen. Carl Swagger, mate, sorry we surprised you, pal.
No, that's all right. No, I for some reason, it was just me. I just didn't stupidly read the email.
I had sent it then, because you had me worried that I'd forgotten to tell everyone.
I went back and looked at it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's Thursday, not Friday.
Thursday's the new Friday, but only today.
Yeah.
Are you been good?
Yeah, been real good. Yeah, been excellent. Busy, but it's all good.
New office look, sexy.
Yeah, the new studio's up and running now for about the last 2 weeks. Yeah,
it looks smaller, or is that just?
It is. No, it is smaller because I've put in a wall in front of me that you can't see. That's where the booth is now. Oh. So the booth is not in the same room. The vocal booth isn't. So it is smaller because it is smaller.
Okay, there we go. That's logical. Next to him. Carl, how you doing, man?
I am very well, thank you indeed.
Big King Carl. Happy birthday. It's due soon, isn't it?
Yes, tomorrow I reach the grand old age of 45.
That's all right, mate. Life's ahead of you from there.
Well, it keeps saying, about 40, hasn't happened yet.
Have you been all right?
Yeah. Just working hard, as always.
Yeah, good lad. Make sure you get off nice and early tomorrow, though. There will be beer had, is there not?
Oh, God, yes.
I'm there. I've got my ticket booked. I will be drinking. And I'll be holding your nose as well.
My nose?
Yeah, make sure you swallow it.
I don't need encouragement to swallow beer, dude.
No, all right, mate. I don't know whether to try one of these boot things or not, or whether to just stick to a pint.
I'm sure once you've had a few, you'll venture into that realm.
I drank 8 litres of beer once at the Erlangen Beer Festival, and it wasn't good. There's a bit of Nuremberg's Forever England. They won't get that stain out. Next to him, Adam. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, great, mate. How's sunny California? I bet you we've actually got the jump on you on the weather, mate.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I bet yours is nice and unhumid, isn't it?
There's no humidity.
Yeah.
It's the desert. Dry.
Yeah, See, we've got humidity and it's just killing us. And we yeah. what the humidity we have is nothing in comparison to Kyle, but yeah. he's like he's in the inside of a bath.
You're all you don't know what to bitch about until you've been here, okay?
In a swimming pool at the bottom of yeah. the ocean. There we go. The week in Mac, what's been happening? Well, the first thing's got to be Big Bad Bob.
Big Bad Bye-Bye Bob.
Now, there's two ways of looking at this. There's number one, which is Big Bad Bob's out. Or there's number two, which is my preference, which is Bobby's heading up Apple's Black Ops department. They've opened up a new CIA-esque version of themselves, and Bob's come in, because he's in for special projects. Did you note that? Hey? Special projects. I might be wrong.
I think it's more of... he still has a few years left on his contract, and Apple doesn't want to buy him out, so stick him down in the cellar for a bit. There's your special yeah, office.
With,
I mean, no,
with some electrodes on his testicles.
The poor guy was out, and they're not letting him go. So... The only way I think they can keep him is to let him do whatever he wants. And I think he's decided that he wants to do the really cool, like Ewan was saying, the really cool secret spy stuff.
But, I mean, this guy's hardware, isn't he? So, I mean, the crap this guy's got in his head that's a real value, it must be huge. Because, I mean, it's 5 years' worth of crap as well. It's that we haven't even seen yet.
True.
Yeah, but, I mean, remember, he wanted to leave, and then they kind of sucked him back in. I think to kind of get through this reorg, and then maybe now that they're through that, he's kind of looking around going, what do I want to do? And I'm going to guess that he's going to have less hours probably too. I mean, I think the guy wants to retire. Honestly, I think he's just like, I'm done. Let's go. You get to that point, you know,
he's got to have a few quid in the bank
kind of situation. He probably has the luxury to go. He could go do whatever he wants.
I think it's time for him to retire. I mean, you look at the iPhone 4, then the 4S, and then he just kind of stretched out the 5. It's really time for him to go.
Are you saying Bob Mansfield invented the 5 by sitting on it or something?
Yeah, maybe he did, actually.
Look, it gets great longer. No, okay, fair enough. So there's no story to this story, then, is what we're saying.
Oh, no, there's got to be something there.
Go on, Carl, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously... special project or whatever, and that's obviously going to be what everyone suspects the iWatch is going to be, or the ITV.
Really?
As Kyle keeps telling us, and
yeah. Often,
he doesn't want to go to meetings anymore. I think that's the problem.
I don't want Bob making the TV. Talk about widescreen.
If he sits on it, it'd be 80 inches, mate.
Well, you know, there's supposed to be some fitness elements to that wearable, so, hey. Okay. Maybe.
So you reckon he's a product tester?
Yeah, maybe.
Bob Mansfield's going to be head of Apple's fitness line. That's going to be the best non-story of the week, dude.
Well, the hardware. Yes.
The new
iTreadmill. Really hard. The treadmill.
But Johnny makes it look pretty, and Bob gets it working.
Okay, fair point. Fair point. Maybe so.
Or actually, more accurately, we always thought that Johnny would make it all pretty.
And he doesn't.
Are you still
having issues with 7, mate?
Yeah.
Because they've changed the gradient.
Coming back to this.
No. You know, the last beta is, yes. You know, that was the one that gave me hope that they might pull it together before it all went kahuni-shaped.
Right. Isn't that a burger?
No, that's a... kahuna.
Oh, right, okay. What's a kahuni, then?
I don't think it's even a real word.
No, kidding!
Normally my stock phrase for that is before it all goes a bit runny.
Well, based on the fact we finished with the Bob story, iOS 7 Beta 4 is out there. There we go. Now, I got to say, I've installed it, and it's done pretty good. My battery issues are still there. I'm still losing a bit too much battery power.
Yeah,
but
what you say, you're under NDA.
I don't care.
Okay.
No,
Bob and his Black Ops team.
Yeah, with donuts.
you could tell that Bob Mansfield's in the helicopter because it'll be a Chinook rather than a UH-1 that they're using.
There you go. There you go. Blimps. iOS 7's out. The battery issues are still there. But I've got to say, it's smoother. I don't get the scrolly, didn't I touch it stuff that was going on before. A lot of the applications work just fine now. There's no real issue with any of them that I can spot at the moment, the ones I've opened anyway. And it looks and feels really slick and really clean. And I can't believe some people still don't like it.
It's funny you were mentioning about battery issues, and when you look at the iOS 6 versus iOS 7 in that photo that you had there,
right.
It actually virtually had no battery life on it in that picture there.
Well, no, the thing is as well, they've changed the battery indicator, so you don't actually know whether it's full or not.
That's wonderful. So
interface on the right, FYI.
Say again?
That's not Apple's interface on the right.
Oh, it's an image I stole off Google.
You got that image.
I stole it off Google.
The calendar icon. That's not the calendar icon.
No, it's not. You're absolutely right, Adam. It's an image I stole off Google.
But what you're saying as a journalist is that we're basing our opinion on Beta 4 on a picture that isn't.
No.
Yes. And we haven't even used it.
Right. Don't lie.
Those icons are actually really nice. I think that's one of the... There were a bunch of people who, took stabs at sort of making iOS 7 better. And I think that's where one of those images came from. I like those icons better than, like, the new calendar icon with the thinny font.
Like the third-party outsourced ideas better than yours, Johnny.
I don't know. Jim in the chat room is jumping to the defense.
Change. That thing's stupid. Mm.
Game Center's just stupid, full stop. I mean, it's so intrusive. Yeah. You can't... There's no piss-off button on it.
It's annoying. It always comes up, you want to play a game? You don't want to join in? You want to sign into Game Center? No, I don't. I just want you off my damn phone.
Yeah. I got no friends. Move on. Battery issues are still there, says Pirate Jim. iOS 7 Beta 4 is fantastic. So, now, there's another thing as well, though, that they've said that... And I'm quoting from stories that I've read here, so you know damn well I'm not good enough to look in the code myself, so I'm not breaking any NDAs here. Mac Rumors reported that the home button has got option for fingerprint recognition in Beta 4.
Oh.
There are pieces of code pointing to an option for fingerprint to swipe instead of swinging it to open. I mean, no, but rather than just being like a crappy little patent application, there's some code there that allows for it. Is it coming?
Yes.
It makes me think that this is the time when I've been hearing for the longest time that the home button is disappearing.
Entirely.
Is this the time that it actually disappears?
And it's just a square where you place your thumb and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
You never open your phone again.
Yeah.
I had a Toshiba laptop. I'm going back 12 years maybe. But I had a Toshiba laptop that a company gave me. And I never got it to open on the fingerprint recognition. I had to go and take it back to the company because I couldn't open it and get them to take it off.
Yeah, I had that with a Sony one. I was at a client's with a Sony laptop and he couldn't get it to work at all either.
Is there not they don't give you an alternative way. This is what I was thinking, is that they're going to have to still have a backup way because I'm sure that it's not going to have support for multiple
Sony one,
users.
What
happens
time?
When you need to hand your spouse or your kids your device, and now they can't unlock it because it's only locked to your finger.
Well, there's also a thing for multiple users, isn't there?
No.
I thought there was.
Is there?
Oh, maybe was that's there? No. That's a Netflix story later today.
No, Android added it. Multiple users.
No, because
I reckon Apple are putting this stuff in now just to punk the tech press. Because they know people
really?
Go through it. Well, why not?
You wouldn't write code just to piss off the press.
It's not much code, is it? Look, it's a few lines.
These suckers at Gizmodo, they're going to really crap themselves over this.
They just wrote it in so Gizmodo would report and get pissed off.
They know where.
Retribution.
Wherever they put in the code, someone goes through it line by line, trying to find all these little things. And they've done it for ages. And I think in the past as well, they put references to stuff in development software, and then it's come out before the final release as well. But just because it's there doesn't mean we're going to get this in the iPhone 7.
That was Bob. Six. That's Bob's fault, though. That was Bob's fault. That's why Bob's gone now. So all the stuff we're seeing now, we're going to get. I hope that we get everything pretty much that we're seeing now, because it would be nice if we would get to a point where an Apple product comes out. Like, oh, cool. It actually does have that. Oh, cool. It actually does look like that. Bob's, oh, cool. It actually isn't that.
Bob's gone off to be the front end of the donkey in this year's nativity play with Forstall in the arse. Pirate Jim with the chat room is pointing out that it's not very far-sighted of them, because if you were to lose your finger, then you can't open your phone. Which, I've got to say, I think losing your finger, Jim, may be the bigger issue. And also, Big Russ points out, you could lose your fingerprints.
The touch screen.
Now, you did get other options as well with the Toshiba as well, because you had other fingers you could try with, and I did, on the odd occasion, get it to open with the wrong finger, but...
Do you really need that much security on your phone, though, to have a thumbprint?
I think it's convenience more than security, right? You know, now you don't have to type a number. Not that it's that much more.
Only if it works.
But it is.
I don't even use a number. I just go straight in.
You'll still be able to do that.
Then you don't even need to bother with the fingerprint thing.
If I'd have had a code on my phone when I lost it a few months ago on a railway line, I wouldn't have got it back. Because the guy wouldn't have opened it, wouldn't have known how to send it back to me, wouldn't have rung my wife and said, I've got your phone, by the way.
And you don't use Find My iPhone?
I had it switched off by some Christ knows what reason. So,
I would guess that reason is alcohol.
Hit the little button, I lost my phone, and it says, what do you want to tell the person who finds it? And
I didn't say there was no pilot error there. Alcohol
was involved.
And also, there's Apple TV show. Apple TV has got purchasing in iTunes on it as well, which has come through.
I'm more excited about the discovery that you're going to be able to take your iPhone and tap it to the new Apple TV, and it'll configure itself based on the settings. Based on the settings in your iPhone, so it'll pick up all your Wi-Fi settings and all that stuff.
I haven't heard this. Network. Say again. Oh, come on. Explain.
So apparently somebody discovered the same kind of thing where there's a string during the setup process that says something about with the low power Bluetooth on the iPhone. Basically, you take your iPhone or your iPod Touch when you get your new Apple TV and you just put it near, sort of touch it to the Apple TV, and the Apple TV will auto configure itself during the setup process. Connect to your network, pick up your iTunes login, all that stuff, and you're done.
Well, that's fantastic, because the one thing that is the biggest pain in the ass of all is even doing a search using the tool for connecting, because the DHM's gone and come back. There we go.
Well, hello.
Hello, mate. Never mind, eh?
Skype, whose end was that?
Don't bring your Skype disease from the comic show here, please. Swagger's gone.
No, we're losing everybody.
Someone needs to rip Skype's head off and do something down its neck, doesn't they?
It's Bob. I heard we're talking about beta stuff. Killing people's connections.
It is. Bob's got onto me. No, but the thing is, if you've got... The menu and the method of putting in using the dongle for the remote is... there's no wraparound on the menus. There's no...
You do know you can use the remote app on the phone, don't they? And it turns into a keyboard.
Yeah, but you have to get it configured and on your network first. So this solves that problem.
You just tapped it, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If there's a tap to configure thing, because the number of times you get your iPhone doesn't take the update or something, so you do a complete reset, and then you do the update, and it's fine. But then you've got to put back in the Wi-Fi password and all that kind of stuff, and the computers, and you're just starting over again. Start home sharing, put in your password. Open up a Netflix. Oh, you need to put in your password. And everything's put in your password.
Yeah, so they're using the Bluetooth that's in there to enable that. Or that's the theory.
That'd be good.
Bruce in the chat room says, I would like to save having to keep typing the code in. And Pirate Jim says, that's on the iPhone 4S and 5. I don't understand what that's about, though. No, anyone?
Still talking about the sensor, I think.
Sensor thing, right. Okay. Are you having issues, Mr. Swagger? Based on the silence, perhaps.
Those little dots, yes.
The streaming dots are not a good sign with Skype. Skype, if you're listening, you're shit.
So,
They're not going to sponsor us now, are they? That's what you keep telling me, Carl. I keep getting that wrong. I've got to work hard on that. What about Netflix then? I mean, Carl, come on, you are Mr. Netflix, pal. Is there anything on Netflix you haven't watched?
There's a few, yeah. I looked at this today when I got in, because I read loads of stories about, we've rolled out the profiles for the individual people in your family. It's still not on my Netflix, I can tell you that now.
Is it supposed to be there now? I thought this was later.
It's in beta.
It says it's rolling out today, Thursday, they said.
Well, a number of
stories I read.
Thursday's only just started in California, though, mate.
This is true. So it could filter through. But at the moment, I haven't got that option. But it's a good idea, because if you've got kids and stuff and they all share Netflix and they're sharing your situation you're in. If your children want to watch loads of, I don't know, My Little Pony type films, then that's going to mess up your selection process or your recommendation process. Especially when you're watching all your hardcore violent films, you know?
Well, now, funny you should mention that, mate, because on your recommendation and Russ's, and I say recommendation in inverted commas, because you, Alex, and Russ were talking about Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And based on the fact that Russ said he had to switch it off when he was watching it in the garden because it was so inappropriate, I thought we should start watching that.
Fair enough.
And you're absolutely right, because the first 10 minutes really are not the kind of thing you want Ellis going, I wonder what this is, Dad.
No, exactly. Now, so you should be able to limit him seeing it. I think you might be able to put in, especially if you can put in, like, parent controls as well. Because I haven't got it yet. I can't try it. But if that's what they're going for, if the fact that you can give Ellis his own Netflix account effectively with a password to get into more adult content, then that's fantastic.
Absolutely. That's brilliant. Absolutely.
Peter in the chat room says Netflix are gradually rolling this out to users today.
So you'll get it by about 10 o'clock tonight.
Maybe.
Way past your... Maybe you get it tomorrow for your birthday.
Yeah, but I'll be out, so it'll be pointless.
Okay. Well, you need to go back to your Apple TV and see if you can see it and AirPlay something.
Well, it's on at the moment. I've got me.
Maybe you could do it. Maybe it might happen live during the show.
Never know.
No, that'd be great. There is, because the choices, and the thing is as well, it works the opposite way around for the adults, because you come and say, I want to watch some of it. Oh, I wonder what it thinks I should watch. No, I really don't want to watch Dora the Explorer. I've had so much of that I just can't be doing it. I'm the map. Is imprinted on my brain. I wake up at night screaming, swiper, no swiping.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't. You've gone through Netflix and you've just started on Dora. That's what you're talking about. You're still doing Peppa Pig at the moment. Tell the truth.
You have an incoming call from Kyle Swager.
There he is.
There was an edit point and then there was a chime at the same time there. So,
anyway,
back.
I still haven't got it. I still haven't got the Netflix profiles at the moment.
Oh, hopefully it'll come by the end of the show. That'd be stunning. A live exclusive. Madden gets his birthday present off Netflix. As long as they send you a card, mate, that's all that matters.
Yeah, can I ask where we're at? Because Skype is literally a piece of shit.
I think that's an echo, is it, from what I said earlier on?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, that would be the neighbor's dog.
It's apparently... Jesus.
Yeah, that's the neighbor's dog apparently has gotten out.
Did you... I was going to say, it was in your lounge, wasn't it?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? My goodness gracious.
Yeah, have you remodeled? Yeah, we took a wall down.
took a wall out.
Apple is facing class action lawsuits because...
Again. Wow.
Bob.
They're taking over 30 minutes, which they're not paying their staff for, to do bag checks for stolen merchandise. So, A, Apple don't trust any of their staff, and B, they're really slow at it. I reckon, when I saw this story, I reckon they've outsourced it to G4S.
Wait a minute. So, the employees have to get submitted to a 30-minute bag check, yet I could walk in to an Apple store, point my phone at a thing, and walk out, and no one's going to stop me. Right?
Point your phone to a what?
You know, they have that. Have you ever used their purchase system in the store? So you can go in with your the store app, pick up a thing off the shelf and scan the barcode, right? And it goes to your iTunes account, pays for it, and you walk out. You never have to talk to an employee.
I wouldn't have thought we ever have that in the UK. Liverpool would just be, there wouldn't be an Apple store in Liverpool.
You guys don't have that?
Well, God, that'd suck for Don, wouldn't it, if there was no Apple Store in Liverpool?
Wait, I mean, you guys don't have their Easy Pay is not rolled out. Their payment system hasn't rolled out.
Are you saying England doesn't have an honor system for Apple? No, I don't think they do.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, Carl and DHM step in at any time here, but Adam's suggesting that certainly in the States you can buy something using the Apple application and walk out with it without having to do anything.
Apparently, I've never tried it.
You're supposed to scan it into your phone, but I mean, the employees won't harass you. They won't say anything. I mean, you can walk in. They don't know. I mean, they have no way to know that I scanned and paid for it.
I think, well, Kevin in the chat room says we do that have that here, but I've never done that. And I'm sure it's awesome. Must have set up something that if you do try and not scan and walk out, about 15 security blokes jump in.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never tested the theory, but I mean, the point is with this story, it's crazy because the employees are, you know, getting cavity searched and yet a customer, they trust their customers, not their employees, I guess.
I being dyslexic. I read that wrong.
I'm contractually obligated to say at this point 15 security guards or Bob Mansfield.
So Kev's obviously done it because Kev says it works very well.
Yeah.
So we're going to test his typing speed here and tell us a bit more. But
I don't think these guys. I mean, I think it is wrong. If you shouldn't be using up employees' time, their free time, to search their stuff. Do it in the company time.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big issue I've got with this is if I was a company owner and I was doing that and it causes that much resentment, the point then is that you actually take people who are honest and they go, why shouldn't I take you? If something lands in my pocket and you don't stop me, I don't care because I'm sorry, you know, you think I'm stealing, I might as well be.
Well, it's a simple thing, and it's one of those things that just gradually builds up resentment. If you're losing your lunchtime every day, and I don't know how far away they go for lunch or anything like that, but it's a gradual grind, and you start to build resentment, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and in the end, you just hate the company.
And what happens at Apple if you're back 5 minutes late from your lunch? Everyone goes, don't worry about it, it's fine, no problem at all, because we're going to keep you half an hour checking your ass.
Well, you're talking about retail versus, are you talking about retail versus corporate, or are you just talking about retail stores?
Because
there's a whole different philosophy when it comes to those two parts of Apple, from what I understand. Because I've known people who've worked in retail, and I know people who work in corporate, and it's like really two separate things.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. But I mean, the retail ones are the ones that are, like you say, doing the cavity searches.
Right, exactly.
So are they the ones that get a bit antsy over 5 minutes late after lunch? Because they probably are.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't have that kind of double standard.
Retail's horrible. It's horrible to work in retail. I don't care who the company is. I mean, you guys, how many people here have worked in retail? I've worked in retail. I've had those jobs. It's miserable.
I worked in a swimming pool when I was a student, and
We're back.
We used to call them banana Sundays on Sundays because it was just all the idiots came in after they got pissed down the pub. And working anything that's public facing is utter crap. So I do agree. And then you're going to get someone who wants to check whether you've got any Mac Mini up your ass. I think there could be an increase in theft because the Mac Pro does have a certain suppository-like shape to it, doesn't it? I mean, I've been to a couple of websites where that would fit no problem.
You're still going to be walking funny with a Mac Pro, aren't you? You really are going to be walking slightly bandy-legged out of the store, however far up you want to...
Yeah, it would be worth it in the end now, wouldn't it, though?
But there's a thing, Carl. Now you're 45, you can just say, I've got prostate trouble, and no one's going to question it.
And how are you going to describe that item on eBay when it comes to sell?
Slightly used.
Slightly used.
Slightly soiled.
Soiled. Oh, my life. Oh, man.
Now available in brown color.
Carl was putting his hands in his face there because he could hear the stampede in the opposite direction of all the sponsors. Hearing that comment.
Sponsors apparently like a bit of edge to things.
It gives
them a credibility, and it gives them a sort of a young demographic. So the edgier we can be, the happier they actually will be with you.
Now, I'd like while we've got that segue, do you notice what I did there? I'd like to point out that we have a new sponsor, and that new sponsor is Ye Olde Smugglers Inn. There we go.
That doesn't sound very edgy to me.
Down in Sussex. Now, they sent me six bottles of beer and two pint glasses. And as a result, they're now officially the pub of British Tech Network. So if you're in Sussex, look out Ye Olde Smugglers Inn on Twitter and go there and go to Ebb's and get a pint and say that you're a BTN listener. I think you get 50% off the beer if you're a BTN listener, but he's probably...
I'm coming over.
I'm going to know exactly the moment he listens to this show because I'll get a tweet.
I was going to say, there goes that sponsor. That was nice.
But no, if you get a chance, go down and see Ebbs at Ye Olde Smugglers Inn in Sussex and Afton, I think it's at. But you can follow them at ye_old on Twitter. But that neck of the woods and buy a beer off the dude because he's absolutely brilliant.
So when's the first BTN meetup going to be taking place there?
Well, it's the arsehole of Britain, so it's right at the bottom end. I mean, the only thing that he's got as a downside to this sponsorship is the fact that you've really got to want to go there because it's so far south and in the corner away from London that unless you live near there. I mean, I tell you, it'd be close. It's probably about an hour for him is Aaron Claydon. It's got to be an hour for Aaron Claydon to get there. It's that far away from the southwest, or southeast. Southeast, west. Southeast. There you go. So, Ye Olde Smugglers Inn, our new sponsors. Six beers, six episodes of sponsorship. There you go, Ebs.
I love the story you used for the transition on that. That was great.
What do you mean?
Very apropos.
Yes.
It'll come to you.
I had no idea I was involved in an ad.
Yeah, no. Did they smuggle the beer, says Bookery? It might be different from smuggling a rat out of an Apple Store up your ass. Yes, definitely was. I've got to say, two of the beers tasted really nice. The one I'm going to give to Carl tomorrow didn't.
No!
It's not got the top off, mate. I haven't resealed it or anything. It's fresh.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, I don't want anything to carry around with me because I'll be in no fit state to do anything at the end.
No, you don't carry it, dude. We get to Rick's tomorrow. I pull it out. You drink it on the spot. There we go. I'm the beer, dude. The beer.
God. Not the Mac Pro.
No. Apparently, everyone's going on. We're getting a Mac. We're getting Mac. No, we're not. We're getting an iPhone 5S, but bunk 'em because apparently we're getting an iPhone 5C. Some cases have turned up rather mysteriously, and also, now if you're going to fake it, you wouldn't do this because there's a lot of work in faking this shot. There's a whole pile of cups for retail packaging that have got iPhone 5C on it. Why aren't we getting an S? Why is it a C? I believe
this. Both. It's not one or the other. Both. You know that, right?
You're getting the iPhone 5S and the iPhone 5 crap.
Exactly. Exactly.
The iPhone 5 cheap.
Cheap. The C is the lower cost, lower price point one. The one that they're going to replace the 5 with and is going to become the entry-level model for consumers, the one with the color, the plastic color case.
Are we absolutely certain that's definitely happening now?
Yeah, I think it's almost a guarantee.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to do it, yeah.
That seems alien.
My gut is telling me, though, we're not going to get a 5S. We're going to get a 6.
Hmm.
So they're going to differentiate.
I mean, internally, okay. It seems like there's enough upgrades that it could be called a 6. I mean, if it is an S, based on the specs that have been leaked and things like that, I think it's going to be one of the better S updates that Apple's done ever.
Booker in the chat room says, the 5C is for the consumer version. I wasn't aware I was an employee up until this point. Sorry. My mistake.
Is it with the casings, obviously, pictures of that, but... There's not a lot on the thing about the screen. Is it going to be the same screen as the 5?
Yeah, and I thought here's my theory on what they're doing and why I think they really are going to go with a low-cost iPhone, because Apple's in a place now where the iPhone has become a mature enough product. What they've been doing to date to address the more price-conscious consumer is taking the prior year's model and discounting that, right? So we've had the 4 and the 4S, and if you listen to the last quarterly results call, those two models, especially in emerging markets and internationally, really sold well. We had really strong iPhone numbers, and I think a lot of it was due to those lower cost devices. And so you have the consumer going in looking at, well, I want to get an iPhone, but here's this Android. It's cheaper. If I want an iPhone, I've got to get the old, quote unquote, old model. I've got to get last year's version. Or I can get this brand new Android for the same price. Now Apple's going to be able to go in. They're basically going to take the 5, which was what they would have done, is right, put the 5 out as the low cost version discounted. So they're going to take the guts of the 5, they're going to put it in a shiny new case, in shiny new packaging, give it a new name, and when the consumer walks in and they say, I want to get a new iPhone, but I don't want to pay full price for the 5S, oh, here's a brand new 5C, brand new, and they're going to sell them that for the same price they would have sold the discounted 5. It's brilliant. I mean, marketing-wise, cost-wise, and it's not going to be that cheap. I think they're saying $300 unsubsidized U.S., so you're looking at, here would be the subsidized $199 phone, and I think they'll do that for about 6 months and then drop the price to $99, something like that, subsidized, and just move forward. They're going to sell a ton of them.
That's still pricey, though.
It's not going to be cheap, but Apple doesn't have to do that. I mean, they're selling a ton of the 4S, or the 4 and the 4S at those prices right now. So they have no reason to discount it. And Apple's always about maximizing their profit margin on this thing. So they're going to make a lot of money off those phones. It's good for the bottom line.
I think this is going to come to bite them in the ass.
Really?
I really do. I just think this is not the Apple we know. And we've never known the Apple as, let's go to the cheap market. Let's go to that market. No, Apple's always been the elite product. It's always been something you wanted to strive for to get. I mean, it's the same thing when we were on Windows and we thought, God, I'd love to have a Mac, but it's too freaking expensive. You finally get it. You feel like you're part of something. And I felt that way with the phone. And I mean, I understand it from an investor point of view. I understand it from a consumer point of view. Our money-making point of view, really. I get that. But from a company standpoint, a point of view of where the company was founded, built upon, and what people know Apple as, to me, it's a completely wrong freaking idea.
But that's not true. I mean, they have the Mac Mini, which was specifically brought out to address the lower cost computer market.
Right? Well, it's not a low cost computer anymore.
The whole reason they built a Mini was this exact same reason. They had a bunch of mature Mac products. They had sort of saturated their existing market, and they need to push into markets. There's a whole bunch of consumers who want to get an iPhone, but just won't pay. They won't pay that price.
Just let Carl come in there.
I think you're going to run into problems because, first of all, C, everyone's going to say, well, it stands for cheap. And they're also going to say, it's plastic. It's going to be the plastic iPhone, even though the old iPhones were plastic as well.
You've got to say, Apple should have stepped away from the words that are easy to make into something else. The iPhone 4S, S stands for shit. The 5C, C stands for crap. Cheap.
There's only 26 to choose from, and whatever they've chosen.
Z. The iPhone 5Z.
Zombie.
I will tell you some of the rumors and things I've been hearing about that plastic case. Supposedly from, you know, sources who say they've had their hands on it and things like that. They do say that it actually is the build quality on it. It doesn't feel like, say, some of the cheaper Android phones with the plastic backs, supposedly. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, Apple still maintained a sort of a premium feel and quality, even though it is a plastic material.
Carl, you were going to say something.
I don't really know what I was going to say.
Before Carl talks.
Oh, about the Mac Mini stuff. I agree to that to a point. I think it was to get people on board with an Apple product. But still, at that time, the market as far as computers went, Mac Mini still, I could have went into Best Buy and got a freaking e-machine if I just needed a computer. So, right. And which was cheaper, you know. It still made you feel like, yeah, I spent a little bit more, but I got a Mac. You know, and maybe that's what they're trying to do with the iPhone. You hit
the nail on the head. I'm going to spend a little bit more, but I got an iPhone. I didn't get that, you know, cheap. I didn't get the Android phone that I was going to settle for.
I guess I can see it. And this is just my fanboy point of view. I just feel wrong about it. It just doesn't feel right to me.
No, I agree with you. It feels completely.
And those consumers become, you know, once they get that taste, though, you guys know how it goes, right? Suddenly.
Yeah, I know.
You're getting a Mac. You're getting you want the bigger, better iPhone. You know, there's enough like that. So
you're getting an Apple TV. You're getting an iPod. You're getting a divorce. You know, it just keeps going on and on and on.
Yep. I mean, there was a thing the other week, wasn't there, where Tim was saying, the week we had the bash, Tim was saying At the moment, we're only selling 20 to 30% of iPhones through store. We want to raise that mark to 50. We want to be selling 50% of the iPhones for you through store, because 50% of the repairs are coming through the store, but yep. the sales aren't. We want the sales in the store so people are touching and feeling and playing with other Apple products. So it, it may be. Maybe that's where the logic comes from. I
have heard, though, that the C might stand for color.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it's coming in those yes, different shades, isn't it?
Yeah.
The C could stand for something else, but we don't say that word on this network.
No. Only Forstel would say that.
Moving on swiftly, thanks to Shenzhen Party for this picture, but the Chinese have found a new black market. The unscrupulous people are ringing up and or online, booking a whole load of Genius Bar appointments, and then flogging them because there are none left.
Del Boy would have been proud of this.
He would. He would. You could just see Del Boy and Rodney doing this, couldn't you, mate?
Oh, God, yeah.
Here's what we're doing, Rodney. Now, I mean, this has got to be a short-lived scam, if at all. Because you can't... I mean, there's no facilities to transfer your Genius Bar appointment. If you just turn up and say, I'm someone else, they just go, sorry, mate, you ain't got an appointment. Well, they do here.
They could sell them to that woman. Did you guys see that video a couple of weeks ago? The woman who showed up at the Apple store and didn't have an appointment. She just flipped out.
I was told if I came to the store...
Care, she automatically got, you know...
Eileen tweeted that one out. Eileen from Tom Merritt's wife, Eileen. I can't remember her surname. But she and the thing that got me about that woman is when she said, I was told if I came here, I could see someone and you'd help. And then she goes to say something, can't think of what to say, so she just slams her hand on the pushchair anyway. And it's like, I'm really angry, but I'm going to carry on being really angry. It was almost like a Fry and Laurie sketch.
I haven't seen this.
Oh, man, we're going to have to find that
for you. I have not seen it.
Angry Woman Apple Store in Google. It's going to show up. There's no question. Whoever it was has shot it in portrait as well. I think it's a Vine. So it's I think it's Eileen. Eileen TV on
Rivera.
Eileen Rivera. There we go. Eileen TV or Eileen underscore TV on Twitter. She tweeted out the other day, and the woman is just livid, but livid in a British sense.
So those Chinese guys would sell her an appointment.
They would. Yeah, they'd be there going, "You." I won't do the... No, that'd be racist. I won't do that. Went to back away from an impression.
Good.
Right there. Right there.
Smart move.
Yeah, thanks, man. And, that's it, really. Bento. Bento's toast. Bento is no more. End of the month. All gone. Anyone got a bento? I had bento, but only because they gave me a review copy, which I reviewed and said, yeah, it's nice.
It is nice.
But it wasn't...
It's great software without anybody who needs or wants to use it.
Thank you. It does what it says on the tin, but it does it passably, but not exactly... Well, you look at it, you go, okay, I know I can make a... Will Green would get wood over it, because he loves databases. You know, where his movies are and alphabetical filing, and I can go here. And he's got a thing on his app, on his iPad, where he can just go exactly where he wants his movie. And he showed me how to use it with Nail and I. And his With Nail and I is thumbed more times than a porn mag with a 13-year-old. And he knows exactly where it is. He doesn't need a database, but Will has a thing about databases. So he would have loved Bento. But everyone else that's got that's just sensible doesn't care.
Use spreadsheets.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it does very well, it's obviously a nice looking product, but it does, and the things that that it does do are not exciting things. And you know, there's no word of mouth with Bento, because people look at it, they go, oh yeah, I've catalogued my sock drawer, it's brilliant, but
that's exactly what people are doing with it.
There's nothing beyond that. There's no hype about it. There's no God, and I did this, and I made this. You know, the videos that Apple run where they say, transform your life using, you know, data detectors in iCal to blah, blah, blah. It's like Bento. It's like, yeah, blue socks on the left.
It's the Pinterest of database management.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. You hit the nail on the head there, mate.
Yeah, and I mean, and for most cases, you can now get an app probably that will do it specifically for you. So you can get the sock drawer app, and it's already optimized and built out cataloging.
Dude, I am so going to the Mac App Store now to look for sock drawer app. And if it's there, it is my pick. There is no question. That has got to be unrivaled. If anyone hasn't written a sock drawer app, then do it. Just do it.
I want an app to know where one of my socks go all the time, not...
Oh, I see. That's the real question. Yeah, no. I came back after... I've been away a lot, which is why I've not been doing the shows. And I've been carrying a bag around with me. And every time I've come home, however briefly, I've turned everything out, stuck it in the washing machine, and then stuffed stuff in for the rest of the week and shut off again. And I've come back and it's like, where are all your socks, Ewan? Well, they're all in. I put them in. You must have lost them in the washwoman. And me and Sharon have been desperate arguments with them. And I pulled the bag out the other day and I thought, all right, this is crazy. I've got tons of crap in here. I emptied it all out. And, of course, all the socks were still in there. I hadn't got them out. My wife also suggested that I christen my van now that I'm sleeping in her. Like, what?
What do you mean, my christen?
Well, I said, so what are we going to call the van then? And she said, Brian. I said, I can't sleep with Brian. I need to sleep with a woman at least.
My van's got a name.
What is it?
Vantony.
Oh, dear God. You ponce.
It was going to be Vanessa, but
every van in the world's called Vanessa, and she's a right slut.
Yeah, so it was called turned into Vantage. It's called Vantony.
I've actually only ever known one Vanessa, and that slipper fits. If she's listening, you know who you are.
Apparently not. If they're all like that, then every Vanessa's thinking, does he mean me? Is he talking about me, Vanessa?
Yeah, other
Vanessa.
I just want to qualify, if I have known more than one Vanessa in my life, I'm only thinking about one ear. So, and you know who you are. It won't be... I'm going to title the episode Vanessa. Is Vanessa listening?
Take the shovel out of your hand, Ewan, and just put it down.
Christ, you're so much better at this than me, mate.
Back away from the foot in now.
That's it.
Should have stayed in Egypt, Ewan. Should have stayed in Egypt.
Where did Egypt come in?
Egypt.
We asked you. I don't know how you got back, but you
Egyptian,
did.
Egyptian, the riot thing. Yeah. The revolution, not the riot.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right. The subversion thing. I get it now. God, blimey, that was subtle.
You have a little more alcohol there, Ewan. That'll help.
No, it's not the alcohol. It's the fact that you've come out with something from 4 weeks ago. I've slept since then. I've slept since the start of this show.
Hit the reset button.
Q&A session. That seems to go well.
No, everyone. There's a couple of people who said it went really well. Well done, mate. Yeah,
most of them were on the show.
The what?
Most of them were on the show.
Is that the total listenership?
This is going really well, everyone was saying.
Except even I got emails from people who said, what happened to the Mac show? I haven't seen an episode in weeks.
Oh, those are the video people. I get loads of those coming through.
I've said to them all.
You know,
I said, well, you got to get the audio feed.
Yeah, it's audio only for a little while. But it's nice that your fans listen to us, mate, because our fans listen to you. We spread the love. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2. As you know, Craig, who was our contact there, has moved on to significantly more profitable, no doubt, and fruitfully employed fields. Good luck to him. We've got a new contact now, Dave, at UK2. And I got in contact with him this week and said, Dave, we had this relationship. Craig said we were carrying on for another couple of years. You know, is that the case? And he went, oh, man, yeah, absolutely. No question. We love the business you send our way. UK2 are really grateful to BTN listeners. You guys are putting a lot of business their way. They love you helping them. If you mention BTN, it goes a long way, I think, with them. So continue with your support if you possibly could, please, because they look after us. They pick up all the bandwidth. We're a non-profit thing. We don't make any money out of this. We make absolutely nothing. It costs us a fortune, in fact, mostly in beer. And UK2 make sure we have no overheads whatsoever. All of the bandwidth, all of the web hosting, everything that we need is picked up by them. And you supporting them supports us indirectly. Go to our website, use the click-through on the sponsors page, and then come back for your offer code. You get massive offer codes. And at the moment, they've got a huge summer sale on. There's loads and loads of money off. You can do better with their current summer sale code than you can with some of the codes that we've got. Also Website Builder, which is a fantastic application. Dead easy. You can have shopping carts and all kinds of stuff in there almost instantly. Go and give that a go because it really, really does work. And Carl, you used the iteration of it before that, didn't you, Site Builder? And you said it was effortless when it was Site Builder. So,
yep, you can really build a site very quickly and easily on it.
Minute you're up and running. So check them out.
That's why it's called Site Builder, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Check them out, because without them we'd be sunk, and also they're really good people. And we got a few tweets this week where people said, just had some support off UK2, top hole. And they really are. Their tech support is excellent. They've bailed us out a couple of times. They bailed James out the other week when it all went wrong. And it goes wrong. You know, don't say that they can't be perfect, because nobody does that. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Cheers very much.
I just figured it out.
Go on.
You said Craig went to more profitable pastures, right?
Yeah, he improved his career, I think.
He took over Bob's job.
I don't think so. That's Bob's not in marketing. Craig was in marketing.
Good for you. Good for you, Craig.
Good for you, Craig. Thank
Bob,
you, Craig.
Yeah, Bob sucked.
Maybe not. That's not a rumor you want to start. Right. I was going to do Where Can We Get Hold of You, because it's gone off the rails pretty badly, but we won't. We'll do Cool Things. It's the only thing I picked Madden up on. He said picks. Cool Things.
Cool Things.
Cool Things. DHM, do you have a cool thing?
I have a cool thing, which helped save my bacon the other week. Obviously, with your iFit, it's free donationware, so donate away, because donationware is good for developers that, you know. And it's called iBackup Viewer. And what it does is, obviously, when you plug your iPhone into iTunes or Wi-Fi Sync, and it syncs and you get a backup and it's brilliant, you get a new phone, you plug it in, yada, yada, phone comes back, it's all gravy. However, there are times when you stuff on your phone and you think, you know, that's an arse, I really could have done with that. And what iBackup Viewer does is it allows you to go into your iPhone and iPad backups in iTunes, in the mobile sync folder, which is hidden in your user library, which you can't see anymore. And it gives you a list of contacts, call history, crucially, which is I went after, was SMS messages, which had gone. And it will allow you to trawl through your history of SMS messages and voice memos. And then you can pull out your SMSs, you can make a PDF or a spreadsheet of your SMSs and things, and rescue your stuff that way. And that saved my bacon the other week.
Excellent.
It's called iBackup Viewer. And it's by iMac Tools, www.imactools.com. And it's donationware. So you could be a scringy and not donate anything to it, and it'll still work. Or you could bung them a fiver or a tenner or something.
Kyle. Will Kyle pay for it? That's we're going to have a sweep on when and if Kyle pays for it.
Yeah, I probably would.
I got never.
I've seen it. Does it have a trial version?
No, it's free. You just use it. And if you like it...
Oh, you just use it. If you like it, then you... Oh, well, that I don't have a problem with. I like donating, actually, to startups and these kind of things. Yeah. That I do support. But if there's a free version, then hell yeah, I'm going there first.
Yeah, the free version is the version. That is it. It is free. Cool. And if you like it, then you can...
Thank you, Mr. Rankin, for putting me in a very tight spot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, mate. You're welcome. It's your turn. Mr. Swagger.
Speaking of free, I've got a free one this week, and my wife turned me on to this one, because I've been using Flipboard forever, and I like Flipboard, and then she suggested, which probably a lot of other people have been using forever now, which is News 360, and I have totally flipped over Flipboard and gone on to this, and I really, really like it. You can pull in local content, which I like, because I can get local news here that's happening in Manila and these kind of things. I can set up, you know, for sports and other news, top news stories, all these things, tech news, whatever your interests are. It's like Flipboard, but it's 100 times better than Flipboard. It's free. News 360 is what it's called. And it's for iPad and for your iPhone. Great, great news app.
Excellent. Good pick. And free, we like. Mr. Madden, what do you have?
I've got something called a Mind Calendar. Mind spelled MYND. And all it is another calendar thing, but it looks slightly different. So, for example, you can see here, my next appointment is the Big Show at 8 o'clock later on tonight. Today, I've done 341 kilometers. I'm knackered. and if you go to tomorrow, you can see it will list people whose birthdays are on. So it's me tomorrow. I've got a picture of myself there. Where we'll be meeting, location. How many events I've got that day, which is 7, and what my event is, and it's like 6 o'clock telling me exactly where I'm meant to be tomorrow morning. And it's good, and it's just a little calendar. You put in your access to calendars, put in access to weather, and location, and it just pulls all the information together to you in one easy place. It's good.
Excellent. Thanks to Pearson in the chat room as well, who's throwing these links up, as we say. Good man. Excellent job. Adam, what do you have for us? A cool thing, please.
I have a game. Hopefully it hasn't been picked, called Tiny Thief. It came out, I think, about a month or so ago from Rovio Stars. And it's just incredibly fun. It's this little puzzle game. You play a little thief, and you have to run around and solve how to steal little objects from the various levels. And you sort of tap around and do little acrobatics and sneak and hide behind things and don't get caught by the guards, the palace guards who are looking for you. And it was just a whole lot of fun. About the only thing is some of the puzzles are kind of challenging. Some are maybe a little too easy, and there aren't enough levels. So I'm hoping they're going to expand it, but it's only 99 cents. So
well worth
99 cents US.
Do they stiff you then with in-app purchases as well, though, or is it, that's it?
No. It's just, that's what I love about it. And the graphics are really cool too. It's got a great look to it.
It's a platform
design
game.
The animation is really fun.
It's a platform game by the looks.
Yeah, it's like you go on a level. It looks like a side scroller, but then there's little puzzle challenges. You got to kind of figure out how to activate things and pull levers and get stuff to work so you can get access to the things that you need to steal on a given level.
That's me sorted for the train journey tomorrow then. Excellent, like that a lot. Brilliant. Good pick. 69p if you're in the UK as well.
There you go.
Okay, it's not going to break the bank. My cool thing is Crucial's M500 solid state drive at, I say 1 terabyte, we'll round it up. It's 960 gigabytes, but it's a 1 terabyte drive available from Crucial direct, and it's 480 quid. 485 quid. Which is a real significant drop. I mean, I paid 380 for me 512 not 2 years ago. So that's an enormous drop in price for these. A 1 terabyte drive in solid state for 485. I've just got to fit it, and old DHM's recommended Carbon Copy Cloner to do that as well, which I'll put as an additional pick based on him, but I haven't actually used it yet. So I might be cursing him and might withdraw that next week.
No, you won't be cursing.
I won't be cursing. Carbon Copy Cloner is awesome.
Right, there we go. So endorsement all round. That was with, it was $485.98, including next day delivery, which they humped me on, $10.99. But that's it. Well worth the money, I think. And I'm going to fit it on my laptop and then take the 512, and I'll have a 1.5 terabyte solid state laptop. I'm going to fly next week.
Do you have one of those kits that swaps out the optical?
Yeah, I've got an OptiBay in the other side. At the moment, it's got a 750 drive in it, but what I'm going to do, I think, is I'll either order another one of these up, or I'll take the 512 and dump that into it, so I've got completely solid-state drives through the whole thing. So, which, I mean, if I put two solid-state drives in there, I can't see me wanting to upgrade it for another couple of years yet, because it runs everything else just fine. The only thing that slows it down is when its swap files are looking for video in Final Cut Pro, which... and it's rendering. So there you go. crucial.com/UK/store/ssd.aspx. Thank you, Pearson. Putting that in. And Tiny Thief, downloaded already, mate. Where can we get a hold of you? DHM. Hello, DHM.
Hello.
I didn't mean to interrupt there. Where can we get you, buddy?
You can get me in the shed today. I'm here in the shed.
You've got it all to yourself.
I know. Yes, I have at the moment.
Oh, blimey, that sounds like an argument with a wife. Oh, okay. Moving on swiftly then, where can we get a hold of you?
There was last week, it was the bleeding out wife, but she survived that.
Yeah, I heard. I did make reference to it in the title.
I know.
I was very impressed with your stalwartness.
What, my nonchalance?
Listen, bleed your bitch until I'm finished the show.
Oh, I was not. I don't think I was quite that harsh.
No, well, that's what came across, yes.
Oh, was it? That's probably why I'm on my own this weekend.
Well, it's either that or she's accident prone and she's dead somewhere in the house.
Cause and effect, man. Cause and effect.
All right, where can we get a hold of you?
Third time lucky. Dr. Happy Mac on Twitter. app.net and Facebook and all that gubbins.
Brilliant, mate. And the problem that you've got now is, of course, that you built the shed on top of the patio, so you've got nowhere to put her if you do kill her.
There's another patio down the other end.
Ah, with your last...
I have a lot of enemies. I need patios. I need...
Your neck of the woods is no stranger to burying people, though, is it, in residential properties?
No, that's Gloucester. That's Gloucester.
Close enough, mate.
Different type of community. We don't bury people in Cirencester.
Different type of mass murder.
We leave them sitting upright in the deck chair with the pims in their cold, dead hand.
Thank you, mate. I've got to shake that image now. Mr. Swagger, where are you?
You can find me at Kyle Swagger on Twitter, at .net, Google+, at kyleswagger.com, of course, Swagger with one G only.
Now, Google+, don't forget to sign up to our communities. There is a Mac Show community, a Comic Show community, a Media Show community, a Gamer Show community, a Photo Show community, and a Mac Show community. So go on Google+, type in The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Comic Show, The Media Show, etc., and you should get the communities page up. Join the community. It's open to everyone. And post away. It's good fun. There's lots and lots and lots of good stuff in there. And set up ably by Mr. Madden and administered so. So well done to him, mate. Thank you very much.
I was.
And to all the devil, where are you, Madden?
I'm going to be on Twitter at Claw0101 or as a regular guest on The Big Show or on The Media Show or here.
Good man. And tomorrow you do be mostly being pissed.
After a certain time, yes, I will be mostly inebriated.
We're going to Rich McCorriston's place at London Bridge, and we're going to have a couple of beers and play some PlayStation and watch what he does or doesn't do, as the case may be. And then we're going to the beer place.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Is the beer good there?
I enjoy it muchly.
Yeah, but you don't remember.
I enjoy it at the time.
Oh, okay. Endorsement enough. And last but my name is Lee Adam. Where are you, pal?
You can find me over at maccast.com, Maccast on iTunes, and pretty much Maccast on any other social media thing. So Maccast on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and all that fun stuff.
If you own a Mac, you need to listen to A, Screencasts Online, and B, Maccast, because they're the only two. I mean, yours is the only podcast that's actually sensible.
Thank you.
And worth listening to, unlike this crap.
That could be debatable, but yeah.
Is it the anti-Mac show? Mac show, isn't it?
No, we have some fun. We don't take ourselves seriously. We're fine.
No, but there's more useful information per square millimeter in Adam's show, perhaps.
That's just not even calculable, mate.
and occasionally Adam posts the wrong show to the wrong stream, so you get a freebie.
You get a free member show.
Yeah, just there's no measure that's small enough to know the amount of competence and knowledge there is in this podcast comparison.
So what we need to do, Ewan, is we need to set up a members section for the podcast so that people can subscribe. And what we need to do is if you join the members section, you get the edited down, shorter version. You get to keep the whole thing.
The one that we send out free is going to be, "Hello, it's the Mac Show, you type bastards." And then that's it. Well, we can just cut off. There'll be a beep. Tone. Nothing else.
We've got enough tones to do this week.
If you'd like to... I've only done one, haven't I? I don't bleep shit. if you want to donate them to the network, you can. All you got to do is go to bageltechnews@gmail.com on PayPal, and you can send us some money. So we're going to save it up for a new Mac Pro, because Don's has served us very well, but I want the slick, shiny one that I can shove up my butt. So I'm Ian Rankin. You can get me at Ian Rankin on Twitter. We'll be back again next week, Friday next week, back to normal, all the diet fine and dandy, and we'll have some fun. It's the Mac Show. Au revoir.
Here we go.
Oh, it feels good to be back.